Good morning and welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resende. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lucas Pierman, Director of Content for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lucas, good morning.
Good to see you, Edmundo.
It's good to have you here. And I'm going to start out today's Business Watch by reading from the first paragraph in what I feel is something that's really going to make a difference for Las Cruces. And it starts out by saying, quote, after decades of doubt, speculation, and in some cases, outright disbelief that the revitalization of downtown would ever become a reality, a majority of the groundwork needed to support development is in place. It is upon the groundwork that several local developers and the City of Las Cruces intend to invest upward of $60 million in new public and private projects. End quote. So let's start out there. This is now a reality of downtown redevelopment.
Downtown Las Cruces, it's turning into a place to be.
Okay, so let's talk projects, because $60 million, that's a lot of money. So what project draws your attention the most?
Certainly, and this is the project that we focus most on in this particular story, which publishes on Monday in the Sun News, is the Doniana County Courthouse, the former courthouse, which is down there. It's between Amador and Loman Avenues, big white adobe building, very nice building. It's going to be transformed into a hotel, which is really cool. They're going to take that existing space, they're going to be adding on to it, and they're going to make it a four-star hotel. We've been talking to some people who say it's going to be one of the best three or four hotels in the state. It's going to be up there with the inn at the, you know, some of the places you'll find in
Santa
Fe.
And I've been at the inn at the Loretto in Santa Fe, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, and so that's the vision for the Doniana Hotel and Conference Center, which is where the Doniana County Courthouse is now. And so it's going to be 120 rooms. So I mean, this is going to have quite a bit of space. And they're going to transform that into kind of the place to stay when you're in Las Cruces, is what I believe the developers have in mind.
So it's also going to have a conference center.
Mm-hmm.
And in this conference center, again, this is something that a lot of business people in this town have been talking about, wanting more conference space.
Certainly. So that will give businesses and conferences just another option in town to hold meetings.
Now, this includes adding 10,000 to 20,000 square feet to the building's existing 40,000 square foot footprint. Now, 120 rooms and suites. Each room, what's going to make it unique, it's going to utilize art and fabrics that are unique to the history of the Las Cruces area.
Certainly. So, you know, if you stay in room 113, it's going to look vastly different from room 246, for example. You know, each room is going to have a different feel. That's part of what the developers want to put into this project.
Now, it's going to be operated by La Tour Hotels and Resorts. What do you know about them?
Well, I know they own a couple of properties in Mexico, Puerto Rico, South America, the Caribbean, and Canada. And so now they're going to be operating this in New Mexico.
LatourHotelsAndResorts.com if you want to learn more about them.
Yeah, luxury boutique hotels is their thing.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going to happen with what's been called an eyesore of Amador and Main?
Yeah, so Amador and Main, it's that is where you have my brother's place on one side, and then there's that kind of building that's just had the metal bars
for years.
Yes, and that property, to my understanding, is it kind of goes along with the Doniana Hotel and Conference Center project. That's kind of all one big project there. Now my brother's place that had recently closed. I believe they're starting to tear down next week. They're going to be bringing the bulldozers out and actually leveling that. And in its place is going to be a kind of plaza of sorts.
It's a multi-tiered complex.
Yeah, multi-tiered complex. There's going to be a brewery, I believe, or a winery.
Four full-service restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants and
a rooftop lounge.
Yeah.
And the offices of the Las Cruces Convention and Visitors Bureau, which I might say they do need offices.
Yeah, yeah, no, they do. And it's really cool. We've seen some of the artist renderings of what this is going to look like, and it's really neat. And it's kind of surrounding a plaza of its own. So you'll have this kind of plaza at this business complex here at one end of the downtown mall, and then halfway you have the actual city plaza. So you kind of have these two plazas there for people to walk between is kind of what I'm envisioning what people will do. So you have all these restaurants there at that end. If you want to walk down to the other plaza, there will be restaurants there as well. The Communis building, which is right next door to the Rio Grande Theater, is going to become a restaurant and brew pub. The Bank of the West, which is at the north end of where the downtown mall, that's going to be renovated to become a three-story complex. They're adding on to that. That's going to become office space, retail space, restaurant space. They also have a $12 million project planned adjacent to the plaza that's going to have a retail space at the bottom, and it's going to have living space on top. So if you wanted to live right there on the plaza, you could in this new $12 million project.
Now, of course, you cannot talk downtown redevelopment without talking about the Amador Hotel.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Amador Hotel. They continue doing some work on it. I know they've had raised almost $500,000 in private donations, in addition to half a million dollars in private donations and $500,000 in legislative funding. Now, the city has earmarked $1 million for asbestos abatement.
Yeah. And the Amador Hotel is just one of the most history-filled buildings in the Mesilla Valley. I did a ghost tour there once, which is really neat. Got to learn a little bit about the Amador Hotel. And the number of people who have gone there, who have some sort of a relationship to the Amador Hotel, is just astounding. It's going to be an awesome addition once they get that to being what they want to, which is an ode to the 1920s Las Cruces and what that era in the Mesilla Valley was like.
So we're looking at $58.9 million in restoration, which is a big boost for our economy here in Las Cruces to have all of this and a lot of work.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, this isn't going to happen overnight.
No.
Certainly, we've been talking about downtown redevelopment for 30 years now, you know, and it's finally just starting to take shape with the plaza.
And okay, Lucas, well, thank you very much for coming in.
All right,
we'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.